It's Rodeo Week. I had to do a little jamming this morning.
Yeah, we were
Van Halen.
Get some Van Halen going right away. Huh? I like it. Sports, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. Julie's with us this morning. And in for James. Sheridan Police Chief Travis Koltiska.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a beautiful morning so far, but I don't like that weather forecast.
Yeah, I heard that 109 on Sunday.
Yeah, no thanks.
Wow.
Wow. 96 Parade Friday.
Yes.
That's a warm day. And then 104 Saturday.
A lot different than last year.
When it was raining on
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
We got some rain last night at the booth.
I'm
going
to get everybody mad, but I kind of liked that until the tent rain fell on me. And then it was.
Yeah, the tent rain fell on me last night, too.
Yeah, it did. Your Gatorade moment.
I had a Gatorade moment last night at the boot kickoff at the end of it after
Looked
all
like
that
people
rain.
People dumped a cooler of Gatorade
and,
on him.
And we were breaking down, and no one told me. I don't know if they purposely did. do you know that, Julie?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. And there was a little pocket, and I went to lift up the tent to put it away, and man.
Probably felt good.
It was really good, though. I didn't mind it. So anyway. Great participation for the boot kickoff last night. We had a great time. But the chief is with us this morning, and we're going to talk about parade, and we're going to talk about safety and...
Those darn chairs.
Those darn chairs.
We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, you know, this is something that we've been in discussion with the city for many years,
yes.
Because we've seen it progressively become a problem. And I will call it a problem when it causes such obstructions for pedestrians walking down the street.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rather, people have mobility issues and need assistance, or rather they're just trying to get out of the passenger side door of a car to go visit a business downtown.
Yeah.
I've personally witnessed that. I've had people talk about that inability. So it's something we've seen for a while, and it was something we felt we absolutely need to address.
Yeah.
So I brought this resolution before the city council a couple of weeks back through discussion and kind of, you know, it is, like you said, Bob, it is completely based in the safety. We're not prohibiting chairs.
Right.
We're not prohibiting people from enjoying the parade. We just want people to be safe, and we don't want somebody, God forbid, to fall and have an accident and they, you know, yeah, sure, it's ground fall, but people can be seriously injured.
Right, and they sometimes people have them all chained together so you could trip on that.
Oh, there's ropes and
usually
chains.
It's like Thursday morning. It's all wrapped up, buttoned up down there.
And we started seeing them as early, a couple of them were Tuesday night.
Tuesday
what?
Night.
Yeah, in years past, Tuesday night. Those were very infrequent. They weren't the major. But like you said, Julie, with the ropes and the chains really present a problem.
Yeah.
Think about an ambulance needing to get a gurney into a business right there where they, you know, if it's chairs independent that are not roped together, they can be moved, right? We can get those, we can get those out of the way.
Yeah.
And we felt for those that are listening, you know, the resolution says that there's no placement of chairs on the sidewalk until 5 o'clock p.m. the night before.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it's kind of a compromise. Mm-hmm. We still allow people to get their chairs out early, but we will not allow any kind of ropes, barricades, chains, any of that kind of stuff, because then it becomes a real issue.
So even after 5 o'clock?
Even after 5.
Okay.
Well, you can think of someone getting out of their car.
And ropes, even if you put your chairs out, no ropes and chains hold, you know, keeping them in place.
Correct. And people are going to say, well, what if my chairs get stolen? Well, that's an unfortunate risk that you're going to partake if you
take
choose
your
to put
ratty
your
chairs.
Yeah, right.
Take that old smoke-filled camp chair with you.
Yeah, don't take your brand new ones. So you just and we haven't seen historically a problem with chairs being stolen. It happened.
No.
It's happened so infrequently, I can't even recall a specific incident.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think that's a real issue. People, we live in a great, great community. And
we
people
do.
People understand that the chairs are out there so people can enjoy the parade in the morning. And so
you probably don't want stolen lawn chairs on your rap sheet.
No.
That's just not.
You're pretty petty to get that on your record.
What are you in for?
Julie Chadwick, stolen chair.
Get the mugshot in the paper, right?
Post office.
So, you know, this is something that we're gonna address this year.
You had to put your foot down, basically. You've been talking about it for how many years, and no one pays attention to it. No one listens to it. And finally, and you told me last year after the parade, basically, I'm done and enough is enough. and you held your word. And I'll tell you what, you went up and down Main Street, the whole parade route, personally, and talked to the
business. Yeah, I spent a better part of a day walking up and down Main Street and on Brooks on the parade route for, you know, because the parade route loops around Brooks Street now. I went into every open business, spoke to every one of them, just asked to see if there were any questions, make sure all the businesses understood. And I had overwhelming 100% positive feedback from the businesses downtown.
That's great.
They understood the problem. And yeah, there were some that were like, oh, well, it was kind of nice having our spot in front of our business. And I understand that. But it's a public sidewalk. It's publicly owned. So can't reserve the spots. That's the other one we talked about. There's no reserving of locations. And if somebody wants to put something up that says, hey, please be kind and let us from our business have this spot. And if people want to respect that, okay, I guess, but we will not enforce.
You will not enforce.
We cannot
enforce
any reservations.
Yeah, so don't be calling you up and going, hey, you know, I put this reserve sign in, you know, and
people moved in.
And Chuck E. Cheese said, you know, butt in front of me. So,
But, you know, I think everybody understands the breadth of the problem. Everybody understands, you know, what we're trying to do is just make it a safe environment for everybody.
Right.
And that's what it 100% what it boils down to is safety.
Yeah.
We should do you almost want to make a fun game out of it. It's just like maybe we should start at the other end of Grinnell Plaza on Thursday night at 5 o'clock and do chair races and
the running of the chairs,
just like we want to do the running of the bulls.
We could just
have a running of the chairs, and then everybody lines up on Thursday at 5, and then we release it, and they can sprint to the chair location.
Prize is a real primo.
There were actually quite a few comments right in line with that. It's like, wow, at 5 o'clock on Thursday ought to be interesting downtown. And I said, I think I'll avoid it. At that point, personally, but
I think you're onto something. Close it down.
I think you close it down and line everybody up and then get set and go. Yes.
Well, let's be thankful that Third Thursday doesn't coincide with which.
Oh, yeah.
That does occasionally happen.
It does.
And so that could be an issue we need to consider.
It seems like it's earlier this year. Rodeo is a little earlier this year.
Yeah.
It's always the second week, isn't it?
It usually is, but the days fell. Sometimes it's infrequent, but we have occasionally had a Third Thursday coincide with parade the next day, and that's always challenging as well.
Now, you know, you always get these folks that are going to go, it's 3:30, it's close enough, and they put the chair out. What's going to happen?
So, obviously, we have...
Book them.
There is no criminal penalty associated with this resolution.
Right.
So, it's not like somebody's going to be cited for anything. I mean, I guess on a technical standpoint, it's kind of littering, but we're not going that route. That's not our goal. That's not what we want to achieve.
Exactly.
But anything that's put out before 5 will
before 5 p.m.
will be removed. And it's obviously subject to what else we are dealing with at the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a team effort between the police department and public works.
Okay.
So it could be streets personnel with a trailer that are just kind of cruising up and down the street, just making sure.
Okay.
If officers in my department see violations of the resolution, they could gather these chairs. They will be gathered. We will take them probably to the police department.
In that lot area?
We got a back area back there.
The lawn chair impound lot.
People can come claim them. They can have them. They're not going to get a ticket along with it. They can have their chairs back if they choose to not follow the resolution, but it's going to be a hassle.
It's 5 o'clock. It's going to be five o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. We cannot give any ground on it at this point.
I agree with you. Because I see it worse and worse. Last year was terrible. There was ropes and chains all over the place and it was a mess.
Yeah. I think generally the entire community understands, not just, and like I said, the businesses were very supportive. But I think the community in general kind of understands what we're doing. There's always a few people that aren't fond of this kind of interaction or this kind of intervention. But that's to be expected in some respects.
Yeah,
for sure.
So it won't necessarily be the officers that will pick up those chairs. It could be city personnel.
Yeah. The resolution states that it can be, members of city authorized personnel. It doesn't specify. It's only police officers. Okay. So I'll be talking with the street supervisor, and we'll be coordinating our efforts to make sure we
have a weird question.
Okay.
As usual.
That's why you're here, Julie. Go ahead.
What about citizens? Like vigilante.
Vigilante citizens.
You know, I'm a citizen arresting this chair.
That's a great question, because I actually had several business owners say if they see violations, should they remove them? And I said no. And I would let everybody know, let us take care of it. Okay. There's no sense. I don't want anybody out there to get into a conflict. To get into an argument. It's not that I don't want to, that's not incumbent upon anybody else.
Okay.
They want to call us and say, hey, there's some chairs going out a little early. We'll take care of it. We'll address it.
Right.
And we'll address it just as we see it.
Don't do it. Don't. Yeah. Because then it'll escalate into something you don't want.
Absolutely.
And I've been doing this since 1956. Yeah.
And with in a 104 degree day on Saturday, or well, on Saturday, but 96 degree day on Friday, like you don't want it. You know, tempers will flare.
Yes. Yes. So. Absolutely. So, yeah, to answer your question, and if you're those out there listening, don't intervene. Let us take care.
Let us take care of it.
Right. No citizens arrest. Right.
Travis, we're out of time, but thanks for coming in this morning
and chatting with us
about this. 5 o'clock Thursday night. After that, you can put the chairs up.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Travis, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Travis.
All right. You have a great day. Coming up, Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE, Sharon, a Wyoming source. For news, good morning, everyone. Be safe and hydrate up this weekend. Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks.